Page 141. Focus on testing. Using context clues. 1.
Harold O'Connor, a professor of English at an American university, invites his students to his home at the end of the semester. He asks them to come at 4 p.m. for coffee and cake. At 3:45, the doorbell rings. He opens the door and is surprised to see several of his Korean students standing there. He feels embarrassed.
Question 1. Why did the students arrive at 3:45? 2.
The feet are the lowest part of the body. For that reason, many people from the Middle East believe it is rude to point your feet at someone or to show them the bottoms of your shoes. Some people also think it is impolite to step over someone, for example, at a theater or sports event.
Question 2. Which of the following is probably a good idea if you are a visitor in a Middle Eastern home? 3.
Americans smile mainly to show friendliness or happiness. In Japan, people smile when they are sad, happy, apologetic, angry, or confused. In traditional Korean culture, smiling meant that a person was foolish or thoughtless. On the island of Puerto Rico, a smile can have many positive meanings, including please, thank you, and you're welcome.
Question 3. What can we conclude from these examples? 4.
In the United States, you can sometimes see old shoes attached to a newly married couple's car. What is the origin of this custom? Some people believe that old shoes can help a couple to have many children. Some people even put old shoes in trees that don't give enough fruit.
Question 4. What is this passage mainly about? 5.
A bribe is an amount of money that someone offers a public official, such as a police officer, to get some kind of special favor or treatment. In some countries, bribes are a normal part of doing business. However, in the United States, bribery is illegal.
Question 5. What could happen if you try to bribe a police officer in the United States?